the Jewish cemetery on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem is the most ancient and most important cemetery in all Judaism. It's probably the most ancient cemetery in the world. It's at least 3,000 years old. The cemetery contains anywhere between 70,000 and 300,000 tombs from various periods. They don't really know because it's hard to, unless you excavate the whole cemetery, it's hard to know how many people are buried there. We saw this cemetery on the outskirts of Jerusalem on our pilgrimage to the Holy Land. You really can't miss it. It's on the Mount of Olives near the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed hours before he was arrested, his agony in the garden. Jesus walked through this cemetery, or walked certainly close to it, on his way to Gethsemane, to his agony in the garden. The cemetery overlooks the Kidron Valley, through which Jesus walked with his disciples. The cemetery called the Mount of Olives Cemetery is important to Jews to this day. Our guide was telling us that Jews from all over the world desire to be buried in this cemetery. Why? It's in Jerusalem, the holy city. We heard about that in yesterday's reading from the book of Revelation, where it spoke about the holy city Jerusalem coming down from out of heaven, gleaming in splendor. It's on the east side of the city of Jerusalem. It was placed there intentionally. Why? Because the Messiah is to come from the east. And Jews buried in this cemetery believe that they will be the first to welcome the Messiah when he comes. And of course, Jews believe that the Messiah is yet to come. And this practice of burying Jews being buried in Jerusalem has roots in the Bible. Remember, the patriarch Jacob insisted that his son Joseph swear that when he died, he would not be buried in Egypt, but rather that his bones would be carried back to be buried in the holy city, Jerusalem. The price of a burial plot in the Mount of Olives Cemetery varies considerably. Our guide told us that people pay up to $150,000 for a prime location to be buried in the cemetery. More common sites are only $20,000. Jews, of course, believe that those buried in the Mount of Olives Cemetery will be the first to rise from the dead when the Messiah comes. Did you catch that line in today's first reading from 1 Thessalonians, where St. Paul talks about those who die in Christ will be the first to rise from the dead? St. Paul, of course, was a Jew. He was familiar with this Jewish belief that they would be the first to rise from the dead. The cost of a burial plot in St. John the Baptist Cemetery is considerably less than $150,000. But we Christians also attach great significance to being buried and how we are buried and where we are buried. This past week I met with my priest's support group, and I don't know how we got on the topic, but we all talked about our burial plans, where we plan to be buried, what cemetery. My friend, Father Vallet, who's 91 years old, is very proud that he has his casket all picked out, ready to be shipped as soon as he dies. And why do we have those customs? Why do we attach such importance to our burial rites? Same reason as the Jews. We believe in the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. And we too believe that when Christ comes, the Messiah comes again, not for the first time, but when he comes again, that we will rise from our tombs to meet him. As St. Paul says in that passage, to meet him in the air. So we too, like those Jews buried in Mount of Olives Cemetery, we want to be ready to welcome him when he comes. And that is why our graves, our tombs, are so important. That is why we place such importance on making them look beautiful. That is why we decorate them. I remember as a child, my mother always called this holiday Decoration Day. And I used to say, why don't you call it by its real name, Memorial Day? But of course, as you know, the original name of this holiday was Decoration Day. It started in the three years after the Civil War in 1868, an Association of Union Veterans established Decoration Day, a day to decorate the graves of fallen soldiers. And in 1967, the holiday legally became Memorial Day. But both names, Decoration Day and Memorial Day, really are fitting, because on this day we remember by decorating. Graves and cemeteries have always been important in honoring our beloved dead, both in Jewish tradition and in Christian tradition. And we heard today in the Gospel about Joseph of Arimathea. He was a prominent man, righteous, as the Gospel of Luke calls him, an illustrious man. He was a member of the council. He got a quick audience with Pilate. He must have been quite important. And he was kind of like a clandestine disciple of Jesus. And as the Gospel today says, he had not consented to the decision of the Jews to crucify Jesus. And he saw the great importance of burying the body of Jesus. So he asked Pilate for the body. Pilate gave permission. And Joseph of Arimathea took him to his own tomb. And to this day, you can go to that tomb that belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, the tomb where the body of Jesus lay and where he rose from the dead. And the women, as we heard, came on the next day to anoint the body of Jesus, anoint it with the myrrh that we sing about at Epiphany. Why all these rituals? Why do we still do them today? Because we await the resurrection. And as St. Paul says in that passage from Thessalonians, we do not grieve like the rest who have no hope. We have hope. At funerals, I can always tell who the non-believers are, because they mourn with a stunned silence. They don't know how to mourn. The Christians, the believers, may be crying profusely, but it's a different kind of mourning. It's a mourning with hope. And those who have no hope mourn with a stunned silence. St. Paul says, console one another with these words. What words? That the Lord himself will come again, and the dead in Christ will rise first. That's why the church says that the bodies of the dead must be buried and paid great respect. So today we remember and decorate the graves of our beloved dead. And it's a great practice, great Christian practice, not only a civic practice to visit cemeteries. It's something we should do as Christians regularly. Whenever I have a chance, I go down to Lonsdale, to where my parents are buried, and I visit their graves and remember them and pray for them. And then I walk over about 50 feet to the spot where I will one day be buried. It's a great thing to do. Console one another with these words. Let's remember that, like Joseph of Arimathea, we have been called to be soldiers of Christ. We honor today those soldiers of our country who have died in the service of their country. We as Christians are soldiers of Christ. And so we too honor our beloved dead and console one another with that great promise of the resurrection of the dead.